Did you say dance?
In Melbourne, the heart of Australian multiculturalism, there exists large diasporas from all around the world: China, Italy, Vietnam, India. Arguably, none among them have become so linked to Melbourne's culture as much as the Greek community. With an estimated 350,000 Greeks and Greek Australians, the city is one of the largest Hellenic communities anywhere in the world outside of Greece. And just as Greeks have embraced Australia, Melbourne has embraced many aspects of Greek culture as its own. But the thing about Hellenic culture is that there's just so much of it. With the history tracing back 4,000 years, as time passes, parts of this rich and complex heritage are bound to be overlooked, such as Greek folk dancing. Almost all Greeks dance, and with almost 70 years since the largest wave of Greek migration to Australia, there's been enough time for three generations of Greek Australians to live and dance. Nick Papaevthimiou has been a passionate student of Greek folk traditions for many years. For the last 10, he's been teaching dance at the Greek Orthodox community of Melbourne and Victoria.
And we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, depending on which part of Greece we're from, as to if the steps are forward, back, or cross the leg over, etc.
It's extremely varied. Some Greek dancing you'll see danced in circles. You'll also see other dancers dance individually and also danced with unusual ways of linking hands, sometimes hands on shoulders, other times just holding hands. And the other thing with Greek dancing is it doesn't all sound the same. Every region of Greece is extremely unique in its music and style and musical instruments.
3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 5.
Nick invited us to one of his dance classes at the Greek Orthodox Church of St. George.
I think the beautiful thing about traditional Greek dancing is that the variety and the variations, depending on where you're from in Greece or, you know, different parts of Greece, are completely different. And even tonight we demonstrated that from playing music from about 3-4 different regions. And it's just a fantastic thing. It's an important thing to keep because it's part of our culture and heritage.
Most of the time people go out to a nightclub, they'll dance the night away. With Greek dancing, it's much the same, you know. Go there, you have a few drinks, you grab your friends, you go out to the dance floor and you just forget about everything.
For me, it was more, you know, something that I was forced in by my parents. They thought it would be a good idea to, for us to have an understanding of our culture. I eventually formed great bonds with my fellow students, and after that I ended up loving dancing to the point where I ended up teaching as well.
We were introduced to the Cretan Brotherhood of Melbourne. The club, founded in 1956, was originally a support network for newly arrived migrants from the Greek island of Crete. Nowadays, they work mainly to preserve and promote Hellenic traditions while acting as a social hub for the community. The club holds their own dance classes. We arrived at one of them to an impressive sight.
So basically, Kelly's just training them to do this particular dance. It's just called the Bedozali, and it's a dance that's traditionally danced in preparation for war. But she's very strict with them, as you'll see.
The young group practice the routine perfectly, to the proud gaze of their parents sitting on the opposite side of the hall. Con is one of such parents. You wouldn't know it just looking at him, but dance is a big part of his life.
I was one of the first members of the dancing group here 20 years ago, and we've carried that tradition ever since. Hence today, my son, who is 6 years old, is now learning how to dance Cretan or Greek dancing, and therefore he'll be able to embrace his culture and perhaps one day pass these these cultures onto his children.
Christo is a third-generation Greek Australian, still in her early years of high school. She has experience in a variety of different regional Greek dances and is already a junior trainer.
I feel that the Greeks have a stronger sense of culture, especially through dance, because they value keeping tradition and handing that down to the generations to come, which I think is extremely important, because as we progress through society in the modern world, people forget their religions and their cultures and all those sorts of things. So the fact that the Greeks are cherishing it and making sure that their children and other generations to come are knowledgeable of these sorts of things, I think is extremely important, and that's why I love it so much.
Nina, on the other hand, was here with her grandchildren. A first-generation Greek, she moved to Melbourne only a few years ago.
The Greeks, they dance and they sing everything, from a wedding and a christening up to death. It's different kind of expression. It's related to all kinds of sorrows or happiness or everything that has to do with the human life.
When the Greeks first came to Australia, the only socialising they had with other Greek people was on weekends at Greek folk dances.
Yes, so especially that the Greeks are in Australia, it's more important that we live out the tradition and culture, so more people are also aware of it, and that it doesn't, you know, just die out in Australia and then it can continue in other parts of the world.
It is a huge trend in embracing where your background is or where your parents came from. The trend is so great that, you know, there's a lot of people travelling to Greece to embrace their culture, visit the country that their parents were born in and raised in.
Yeah, because it's a long history, and they've been through a lot of tough situations. So singing and dancing comes naturally to them. I mean, I remember my grandma, she used to sing all the time about everything. Everything.
As we go through generations, the heritage and the culture dilutes. You lose a little bit of heritage and culture as the generations go by. So it's important to learn or teach your children through generations about the grandparents and your great-grandparents' background.
Yeah, so I think that dance is just as important as any other part of the culture, because it's one of the aspects that makes you feel most alive in the culture and most amongst people that are just like you.
As I told you before, the kids are now in after the third and the fourth generation. If they don't have the chance to be taught and learn these things now, they're going to forget it. They're never going to learn it. They're never going to pass it to the next generation. So that's why we're struggling and how can I say that? We're really trying very hard in getting these things, these kids to learn as more things as we possibly can teach them.
The number of Greeks in Melbourne is only growing. Despite where they are born, many are passionate about keeping their traditions alive and connecting with their culture. A huge part of this culture celebrates togetherness. With dancing, everybody can participate, have a good time, and socialise.